This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. The fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections will be held tomorrow. 49 constituencies spread over 6 states and 2 union territories will go to polls in this phase. This include 14 seats in Uttar Pradesh, 13 in Maharashtra, 7 in West Bengal, 5 each in Bihar and Orissa, 3 in Jharkhand and 1 each in Jammu Kashmir and Ladakh. A total of 695 candidates are in the fray of this phase. Prominent among them are Rajnath Singh, Smriti Irani and Piyush Goyal of the BJP, Rahul Gandhi and K.L. Sharma of Congress, Omar Abdullah of NC and Chirag Paswan of LJP Ram Vilas. Campaigning heats up for the remaining phases of Lok Sabha polls. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed an election rally at Jamshedpur in Jharkhand today for party candidate Vidyut Varan Mehto. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said that the 2024 Lok Sabha election is to strengthen the country's present and future. Mr. Modi said businesses are of paramount importance for the development of the country. Attacking against Congress, he said the party considers business community as enemies of the country. He asked people whether there should be no discussion on economy, small and medium enterprises, agriculture and new opportunities for the youth of the country in the ongoing election. However, he said the Congress and the JMM are not bothered about such issues as they do not know anything about development. In the campaigning for the Lok Sabha elections, all the political parties in Punjab are taking advantage of morning and evening street meetings, door-to-door knocks and road shows. Due to the strictness of the election commission, posters, banners and boards are rarely visible on the roadsides or other public places, and the noise of loudspeakers is also negligible. Contacting voters in the scorching heat has become a cause of great difficulty for the candidates. Yesterday, the temperature in most of the cities was recorded between 43 to 46 degrees Celsius, and yellow, orange and red alerts related to heat waves have been issued for the coming 5 days. The student enrollment under the scheduled caste category has grown by 44% from 46 lakh in 2014-15 to 66 lakh in 2021-2022. According to a report of the National Commission for Backward Classes, minority female student enrollment also witnessed over 42% increase. From over 10 lakh in 2014-15 to 15 lakh in 2021-2022, female SC enrollment increased by 51%, whereas that of ST students went up to 65.2%. According to the report, during the academic year 27% reservation for OBC students was implemented in central schools, resulting in over 34,000 OBC children securing admissions. In institutes of national importance, there was a 71% increase in OBC enrollment, with the female OBC enrollment more than doubling, the report said. Delhi police has detained several Aam Aadmi Party workers marching towards the BJP headquarters in the national capital as part of Jail Bharo request. Talking to media, DCP Central Delhi M. Harshavardhan said restrictions under Section 144 of CRPC have been imposed on DDU Mark, and there is no permission for any kind of protest. Security has enhanced outside the BJP headquarters in view of the protest. Addressing the gathering at AAP headquarters ahead of leading the protest march, Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal accused the BJP of starting a vendetta against the AAP leaders. He expressed the apprehension that in the coming days, AAP leaders might be arrested and the party accounts may be frozen. The BJP today claimed that Aam Aadmi Party is falsely accusing it for the incident of alleged misconduct of Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's PA Biwab Kumar and AAP MP Swati Maliwal. Addressing the media, Delhi BJP President Virendra Sachdeva said BJP has no role in this matter. He said Swati Maliwal is AAP's MP and the PA of her own party's convener had misbehaved with her. He also asked why Mr. Kejriwal is silent on Swati Maliwal incident. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.